感谢神，我们今天，在这个主日，我们还是继续来思想神的话语。
Thank the Lord, in the Lord's on the Lord's day, let's continue to think about the Word of God.
我们请大家起立，我们来读一处圣经的经文。
We stand up and read a scripture.
好，我们大家可以看到，屏幕上圣经的经文，约翰福音八章。42-47节
On the screen, we have the chapter 8 of John, verse 42-47.
好，我们看到了，我们可以一起来读《约翰福音》八章四十二节起。耶稣说：“倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来。”并不是由着自己来，乃是他差我来的。你们为什么不明白我的话呢？无非是因你们不能听我的道。你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们的父的私欲，你们偏要行。他起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我。你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？出于神的必听神的话，你们不听，因为你们不是出于神。好，感谢神，神的话语就读到这里。
Thank the Lord, that's a scripture we read.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们生命的粮食。
Your word is the bread of our life.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们这一段时间的主日当中呢，我们都在思想。约翰福音。
During the past Sundays, we have been studying the book of John.
我们今天我们看到约翰，我们还是继续来看约翰福音。我们今天看到约翰福音的第八章42-47节。
We'll continue the study of the book of John. Today we'll look at John chapter 8, verse 42-47.
从我们刚才所读的经文当中。我们非常可以清楚地看到一件事情。
From the scriptures we just read, we clearly see one thing.
不是所有人都是神的儿女。
Not everybody is the children of God.
今天我们可能常常会听到这样的话，所有人都是神的儿女。
Probably we often heard such words that everyone is the child of God.
其实这句话就是从近代以来从近一两百年以来就是广泛的传播，也同时广泛的被人接受，觉得所有人都是上帝的儿女。
Everybody is the child of God. This word has been widely spread during the recent 200 years, about 200 years.
那么很显然耶稣在这里说呢，如果是神的儿女，那一定会信耶稣，并且爱耶稣。
And obviously, the Jesus said here that if you are the children of God, you will definitely love Jesus and believe in him.
而耶稣在这里就是他谈话的这个对象，这些以色列人，耶稣却说：“你们不是神的儿女。”
But here, the Israelites that Jesus spoke to.And Jesus said that they are not children of God.
耶稣甚至说你们是魔鬼的儿女。
And Jesus even said that they were the children of the devil.
那显然这些人他们原先以为、哦、我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，那我们自然就是神的儿女啊，他们原先是这样认为自己的。
And those people originally thought they were the descendants of Abraham, so they were the children of God.
但是耶稣却指出、啊、你们对自己的看法是完全错误的，你们不仅不是神的儿女，你们是魔鬼的儿女，你们的父不仅不是神，你们的父是魔鬼。
And Jesus pointed out that their view about themselves were wrong, and they were not the children of God, they were the children of the devil. And God is not their father, the devil is their father.
所以事实上我们从、圣经的经文里其实可以反复的看到这一点，并不是所有人都是神的儿女。
So from the scriptures, and we can see this fact again and again, that not everyone is the child of God.
在约翰福音一章十一到十三节，圣经是这样说。
John chapter 1 verse 11 to 13 says,
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to his own, and his own did not receive him.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God to those who believe in his name.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Were born not of blood, not the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God.
在这里，很显然，所有的人分两种。
So here, the obviously people are divided in two.
一种人信靠主耶稣基督，接纳主耶稣基督来到他们生命中，做他们的主，做他们的神。
One group of people, they believe in God and they accepted the Lord Jesus into their heart to be their Lord.
那么还有一些人呢，拒绝耶稣，不信耶稣。
And the other part of the people, they rejected Jesus. They did not believe in him.
那么圣经在这里说，只有信靠耶稣的这些人，上帝才给他们权柄做神的儿女。
But here in the scripture says that those who believe in him and God give them right to become children of God.
那么，那显然，那不信靠耶稣的，那就不是神的儿女。
Then obviously those who do not believe in him, do not believe in Jesus, are not children of God.
那么有人觉得啊，这个好像不公平呐、啊。那凭什么有些人是神的儿女，有些人就不是神的儿女呢
？Some people thought it's unfair. Why someone can be the children of God and some others are not?
那么圣经的公平是在哪里呢？啊，在神的儿女这件事情上面，是在加拉太书的三章二十六到二十八节。
The fairness of the Bible on the children of God is.Described in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 to 28.
加拉太书三章二十六节说，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子了。
Here it says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
你们受洗归于基督的都是披戴基督了。
For as many of you who, as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
二十八节，并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave or nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
公不公平呢
？Is it fair?
非常公平，是不是
？It's very fair.
所有信耶稣的人，就是神的儿女。
All who believe in Jesus are the children of God.
所有受洗归入基督的人就披戴基督了。
All who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
上帝造我们每个人不一样。
God created each of one of us to be different.
上帝给我披的是黄皮肤。
God gave me the yellow skin.
上帝给有人披的是白皮肤。
God gave some people white skin.
上帝给有人披上的是黑皮肤
，and some others black。
但是所有人都可以披上一件，最美丽的外衣。
but everybody can put on this most beautiful garment.
披戴基督。
That is Christ.
无论你我以前披这件衣服的，我以前披的是这个皮的，没关系。
Whether you wore this skin color or that, it doesn't matter.
因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
Because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you become the sons of God.
不分犹太人、希腊人。
It's neither Jew nor Greek.
不分自主的、为奴的。
It's neither slave nor free.
不分男女。
It's neither male nor female.
世界上还有没有比这更公平的事情呢？
Nothing is more fair than this in this world.
神给的，阳光雨露是这样，是不是？
And the sunshine and the rain is like this.
今天我跟个弟兄姊妹，我们还在那说，施布真讲过一句话。
Today I talked with a brother, and Charles Spurgeon has said,
上帝给人最好的礼物，除了救恩之外，就是氧气。
The best gift, the best present that God gives to human beings, besides the salvation, is oxygen.
氧气给所有人，是不是
？Oxygen was given to everyone.
救恩给所有人。
Salvation is also for everyone.
信耶稣的就得到救恩。
Those who believe in Jesus have the salvation.
你张开嘴巴，你就吸入氧气，或者你张开鼻子，你就吸入氧气。
You open your mouth or your nose, and you can, get oxygen.
今天很多人拒绝救恩。
Today, a lot of people they refuse the salvation.
就是不信耶稣，我就是不信耶稣。
I do not want to believe in the Lord.
那你当接受氧气的时候，你怎么就不拒绝呢？
And when you inhale the oxygen, why don't you refuse it?
氧气是你自己创造的吗？
Is the oxygen made by yourself?
氧气是你自己赚来的吗？
Is the oxygen earned by you?
氧气不是上帝白白给你的吗？
Isn't the oxygen given by God to you free?
那你为什么不用拒绝神儿子的态度，你去拒绝氧气呢？
And why don't you refuse the oxygen with the same attitude that you rejected the Son of God?
有人说，哎呀，我不信耶稣，我信其他的，我信我自己，我也可以得救啊。
Some people say, I don't need to believe in Jesus.And I can believe some other things, or I can believe in myself and I still be saved.
那你也可以这样说，那我就不呼吸氧气，我呼吸氮气，我也可以活呀。
And you can also say that, I don't want to have the oxygen. I can inhale the nitrogen, then I still can live.
可不可以呢？
Is it possible?
不可以，对不对？
It's impossible.
你要活，只有一种气是必须的，氧气。
In order to live, you need only this one type of thing, that is oxygen.
那其他这个大气当中还有很多很多其他的成分，对不对？
And there are some other elements in the gas.
但是那些你不能去选啊，你活不了啊。
But if you choose those gases and you cannot live.
上帝创造就是这样。
God created us like that.
上帝的拯救也是这样。
And God's salvation is likewise.
天上地下没有赐下别的名我们可以得救，只有靠着耶稣基督。这就是上帝的拯救的计划，就是这样。
There is no other name in heaven and under earth that we can be saved through, and that's the plan of salvation of God.
所以说呢，如果讲公平、讲道理的话，你如果不拒绝氧气，那你也不要拒绝主耶稣基督。
So talking about fairness, if you do not refuse the oxygen and do not refuse to believe in Jesus.
所以在这里呢，我们今天一开始所读到的经文，就是我们今天一开始所读到的约翰福音。八章四十二到四十七节的经文，我们可以非常清楚地看到，耶稣在这里说有两种人。 不是所有人都是神的儿女。
And the book of John, chapter 8, verse 42 to 47, we just read, and we can clearly know that there are two kinds of people, and not everyone is the children of God.
只有信靠耶稣基督的人，接待耶稣基督的人，就是信他的人，才有权柄，才做神的儿女。
And only those who believe in Jesus and then receive him have the right to become the children of God.
什么样的人可以成为神的儿女呢？
And what kind of people can be the children of God?
所有人都可以。
Everyone can be.
只要你信靠主耶稣基督。
As long as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那只要你拒绝主耶稣基督，你永远没有办法成为神的儿女。
But if you refuse to believe in Jesus Christ, and you will never have the right to become the children of God.
那么我们从耶稣所说的话啊，我们还可以看到，耶稣是根据什么说那些以色列人不是神的儿女，说他们是魔鬼的儿女呢？
So from Jesus' word, also what standard did Jesus use to make the conclusion that those people are not the children of God, but the children of the devil?
啊，因为耶稣看到这些以色列人就是拒绝真理，不相信真理。
Because those Israelites, they refuse the truth.
所以这就像他们的父，因为魔鬼就是抵挡真理的。
And they are just like their father, the devil, because the devil is stands against the truth.
啊，因为耶稣也看这些人是虚谎。
And those people are also false.
啊，因为我们如果看上文的话，我们就知道，其实这些来到耶稣面前的人，上文说，这个犹太人当中那些信耶稣的人，他们是说，哎，看上去好像是信耶稣的人，他们来到耶稣这里。
From the context, we can see that it seems that those people among the Jews, some of them, it seems that they believed in Jesus and they came to Jesus.
但是很显然。耶稣跟他们的对话当中，耶稣发现，哦，原来这些人他们那个信不是真的信，他们是虚谎的信。
And from the conversation between Jesus and them, Jesus found out that their faith toward Jesus, toward God, is not true faith.
哎，他们抵挡真理，耶稣说，哎，这就跟魔鬼一样，他们是虚谎。耶稣说，哎，这就跟魔鬼一样，因为魔鬼是虚谎。
And they were against the truth, just like their father, the devil, because the devil had a fake faith that was false.
然后魔鬼是杀人的。
And the devil was a murderer.
然后这些人呢，其实心里一直想，哎呀，怎么样早点除掉耶稣？怎么样早点除掉耶稣
？And those group of people also, they have been seeking to kill Jesus.
所以耶稣从这些人他们的这个表现，耶稣就认出，哦，原来你们的父 是怎样的父，是魔鬼。
So from what these people were doing, and Jesus concluded that their father is the devil.
啊，所以这就是马太福音七章十六到二十节啊所说的经文，就是好树结好果子，坏树就结坏果子。
It's what Matthew chapter 7, 16 through 20 says. A good tree bears fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit.
所以你看到这个坏果子，你自然就看到，哦，原来这个树是坏的，糟糕的。
And if you see a bad fruit, and you know that the tree that bears the fruit is bad.
所以耶稣看到这些以色列人，这些犹太人不信他的，拒绝真理的，虚谎的，心里想杀人的这些犹太人，耶稣一下子就认出来，哦，原来你们的父是魔鬼，你们是从这个根里长出来的。
So when Jesus found out that those Israelites, those Jews, and they refused the truth, and they were liars, and they have been seeking to kill people, and from those behavior, Jesus concluded that theyCome from their source, their father is it, which is the devil.
所以我们在这里可以看到，看到这些人的表现，耶稣就认出你们的父亲是谁。
So from the behavior of those people, Jesus recognized their father, who their father is.
那我就在想，我们今天都说自己啊，我是神的儿女啊。
So like, I think that today we call ourselves children of God.
那人家看到我们的言行，人家能不能认出我们的父亲是神呢？
So other people see us, can they recognize that our father is God?
会不会我们就像当年的那些犹太人，我们觉得啊，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，哦，我们是神的儿女，但是当耶稣来看我们，却发现哦，原来我们是魔鬼的儿女，会不会是这样的呢？
Could it possibly be the case that we were like those Israelites and we claim that we are descendants of Abraham, but Jesus would, other people will say that, oh, Father is actually the devil.
我们有没有虚谎呢？
Are we liars?
魔鬼是虚谎的，那我们有没有虚谎呢？
The devil is a liar. Are we also liars?
今天，这一段时间以来，常常听到一个词 ，fake news, fake news， 是不是？
And recently, we have been hearing the word fake news again and again.
我们也知道，在我们所在的这个国家，很多很多人都说我是基督徒。
And we know that in the country we live in, that many people claim to be Christians.
那一个很多人如果都是基督徒，都是神的儿女的话，那为什么会有那么多 fake news 呢？
And if all those people are truly the children of God, why? Are there still so many fake news?
那为什么很多人彼此指责？哦，是你在作弊，是你在偷窃，是你在撒谎？为什么有很多这样的事情呢？
Why are they criticize each other of being, false and, being liars? Why such things still happen?
那么耶稣说，魔鬼是要杀人的。
And Jesus said the devil will kill people.
那耶稣也说啊，在心里恨人就是杀人呢、啊，是一样的。
Jesus also said, if you hate someone, actually you are killing him in your heart.
那今天我们有没有看到恨呢？
We see there are many hatreds.
啊、不同政治意见的人彼此仇恨。
And people of different political parties, and they hate each other.、
啊、不同肤色、不同种族之间的人彼此仇恨。
People with different skin colors, with different races, they hate each other.
都巴不得对方不存在才好。
They all hope that other people do not exist.
我们在想。在一片绝大多数人都说我是神的儿女，我是基督徒，那为什么我们又看到这么多恨呢？在这群人身上。
And in the land where most people claim to be Christians, why do we see so many hatred?
所以当我们来看圣经的时候，我们就说，哦，耶稣，你是在批评几千年前的那些文士和法利赛人。
And when we read the Bible, we may think that Jesus was only rebuking those Pharisees and the Pharisees living thousands of years ago.
那为什么耶稣几千年讲的话一直要到今天来呢？
But why did Jesus still speak to us with the words he spoke thousands of years ago?
因为就是要让我们省察我们自己，不是让我们用这些话去定罪别人。
Wants to examine ourselves, not to condemn others with his word.
所以第一，我们看到不是所有的人都是神的儿女。
So the first, we see that not everyone is a child of God.
尤其是那些自己认为自己是神的儿女的人，那越是要警醒了。真的是吗？
Especially those people, who naturally thought they are the children of God, should be alert and watchful.Are they truly the children of God?
因为当时面对耶稣的这些以色列人，他们都认为自己是神的儿女啊，因为他们的父亚伯拉罕跟上帝立约的。
And those people who were facing Jesus at that time all thought that they're children of God because their father, the Abraham, had made a covenant with God.
但是耶稣说你们不是啊。
But Jesus said they were not.
所以其实耶稣今天的话也在让我们每一个人都来醒察我们自己。
And the Jesus words was also speaking to every one of us today to examine ourselves in our heart.
耶稣当年看到这些以色列人，他们虚谎，他们抵挡真理，他们心里有仇恨，他们想杀人。耶稣就说：“哦，我认出来了，我认出来了，你们的父亲是谁？我认出来了。”
So when Jesus saw those Israelites, those Jews, when they refused the truth and when they were full of hatred in their heart and tried to kill Jesus and they were liars, and from those behavior, Jesus recognized that their father is the devil.
那今天呢？
How about today?
今天不要说上帝看到我们，我们就说别人看到我们，能认出我们是神的儿女吗？还是说，诶，这些人，他们的父亲一定是谁谁谁？
Let's not first not talk about God. Let's see if others see what you did, can they recognize that you are the children of God or that you are the children of the devil?
所以当耶稣说好树结好果子的时候，耶稣并不是指啊，就是上帝来看哪个是好果子，哪个是好果子。耶稣就说所有人都可以看得到的。
So when Jesus said a good tree bears good fruit, and he does not see only when God sees whether we are good fruit or not, and every people can see our deeds.
而且这些东西一定会显明的。
And all these things will appear.
因为我以前我们家不是以前，我家现在都有苹果树。
And we have apple trees in our yard.
有些苹果树，你看它那个果子很好很好。
And some apple trees, it seems that they have very good fruit on it.
然后我把它摘下来。
And I picked it.
而里面有一个虫子。
And there's a worm in it.
但从外面一下子看不见。
But you cannot see from the outside.
你觉得哎呀，这是个好果子。
And you will see that it's a good fruit.
那你拿下来，你一定会看见，你一打开，因为里面有虫子。
But when you open it, you see there's a worm in it.
所以这个外面这个都是暂时的，它如果里面有虫子或者里面烂掉，它一定有一天外面会显出来。它只不过是暂时，你可能看不出来，但这个掩盖不住的。
The outside appearance is but temporary, and if there's it's rot inside, and any day There will be one day that you open and find out that it's rotten, and the outside experience cannot stand forever.
我们今天所在的这个国家，这片土地有一个最好的地方，我们要感恩呐。
And we should be very thankful about one thing in the land in the country we are in.
我们至少到现在还有言论自由，是不是？
At least we have the freedom of speech.
这个世界上还有很多地方没有言论自由。
In some parts of the world, there is no freedom of speech.
虽然今天在美国也有些人有些不同的看法，我们已经失去言论自由了。
Although that some people in the United States also said it seems that they have lost the freedom of speech.
但是呢，我们还是要说，这个国家还是有言论自由。
We have to say that there's still some freedom of speech in this country.
言论自由有一个什么好处呢？
What's a good thing about this freedom of speech?
言论自由就是让一些坏果子可以显明出来。
Because the freedom of speech can show up those bad fruit.
有些人看到这个坏果子，他说，哎，那个果子是坏的，他就敢讲出来。
And some people see that he's a bad fruit and he can speak it out. I can tell it off.
那么当然也有些坏果子，他也有言论自由，他自己讲出来，所以别人就看，哦，这是个坏果子。
And of course, there are some bad fruit, and he speaks it up, and he speaks, and other people can tell that he is a bad fruit.
因为圣经说，心里充满了就说出来嘛。
Because the Bible said, what's filled in your heart, it will speak it out.
所以其实，当我们来看耶稣说这句话的时候，我们不要想当然的认为，哦，这是批评几千年前的以色列人，跟我没有关系。
So when we look at the word of Jesus here, let's not naturally just thought that Jesus was rebuking those people thousands of years ago, not talking about ourselves.
我 耶稣这些话是让所有人历世历代的人要警醒。
And Jesus' word was speaking to people in generations after generations to let them to be watchful.
然后尤其是那些自己认为自己是神的儿女的人，尤其要警醒。
Especially those people who claim or who thought that they are the children of God.
上帝不是看我们口说什么，上帝看我们的言行，上帝能认出我们的父到底是谁。
And God does not just recognize us just by our speech. God recognizes by our words and actions.
世人也是一样。
It's same with the world.
世人也是看，哦，这些人说自己是上帝的儿女。
And the world will see this if they claim to be the children of God.
那世人也是看，哎，这些人的言行，哎，也可以看到这些人到底是不是神的儿女。
And the world will see if someone is the children of God by what he speaks and his what he did.
啊，所以我们今天我们每个人要警醒，就是说，人家看到我们，能不能认出我们到底是谁的儿女？
So today we need to be watchful that if other people sees what we speak and what we did, can we recognize that we are the children of God?
啊，那么我们从耶稣所说的话呢，我们更是可以看到，凡是从神来的，就爱耶稣。
And from Jesus' word, we can see that those come from God will love Jesus.
啊，在这个约翰福音八章四十二节，耶稣说：“倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我。”
John 8:42 said, "If God were your father, you would love me."
所以这里其实我们可以看到，我们刚才以什么样的人才是神的儿女呢？什么样的人父亲是神呢？就是信耶稣的人。
So what kind of people are the children of God, and their father is God? Is those people who believe in Jesus?
但是耶稣说，啊，你如果真的是神的儿女，那你一定信靠耶稣。那你如果信靠耶稣，那你一定爱耶稣。
But Jesus said that if you were the children of God, you will believe in Jesus, and if you believe in Jesus, you will love Jesus.
所以耶稣在这里不是根据你说啊，我信耶稣来判断你是不是神的儿女。耶稣根据的是你爱不爱他。
So Jesus recognize us to be the children of God not by claiming to be his to believe in him, but whether we love him or not.
所以简单的说，一个信耶稣的人一定就爱耶稣。
So simply put, someone who believes in Jesus will definitely love Jesus.
而一个就是说自己信耶稣的人，但是呢，他如果不爱耶稣，那他一定不是真正的信耶稣。
If someone just claims that he believes in Jesus, well, he does not love Jesus, he does not truly believe in Jesus.
所以我们从耶稣讲的话，很清楚的可以看到，耶稣怎么判断这些人到底，他们的父到底是不是神？其实耶稣说，你爱不爱我啊？
So from Jesus' word, we can see that how Jesus judged whether those people believed in him or not, to see whether they love him or not.
所以信耶稣的人才是神的儿女，那么神的儿女就一定是爱耶稣。
So only those people who believe in Jesus are the children of God, and if you are the children of God, you would surely love Jesus.
所以我们今天也用耶稣的这个标准来问我们自己。
So with the same standards of Jesus, let's ask ourselves.
我们都说我们是信耶稣的。
We all claim that we believe in Jesus.
我们都说我们是基督徒。
We all say that we are Christians.
我们都说我们是神的儿女。
We all say we are children of God.
那这时候耶稣就问，那你爱不爱耶稣呢？
Then Jesus will ask, do you love Jesus?
我们也问我们自己，那我爱不爱耶稣呢？
Let's ask ourselves, do we love Jesus?
今天很多人说自己是基督徒，很多人说自己是神的儿女，但是你要看他们的言行，你很难看到他们对耶稣的爱。
And because many people claim that they are Christians and claim they are the children of God, but from their words and deeds, it's hardly to tell that they love Jesus.
所以我们刚才看到的，我们提到的，今天我们在这个社会上，在这个世界上看到的许许多多可怕的事情，丑陋的事情，然后行出这些事情的人，他们也说啊，我们是信耶稣，我们是神的儿女。
And today we see many terrible things happen in this world, and some people who did those things claim to be the children of God.
但是我们就说，你如果爱耶稣，你会去做这些事情吗？你一定不会的。
But we will ask, if you love Jesus, will you still do those things? You definitely will not.
你如果爱耶稣，你会去杀那些无辜的人吗？
If you truly love Jesus, will you kill those innocent people?
你不会的。
No, you will not.
因为神爱世人，甚至把他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to them so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
耶稣的血为这世人而流。
Jesus' blood was shed for the world.
耶稣让一切信靠他的不至灭亡反得永生。
And Jesus will let those who believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
你爱耶稣，你就会爱耶稣所爱的。
If you love Jesus, you will love what Jesus loves.
你不会去杀那些无辜的人，然后说我是基督徒。
And you will not kill those innocent people and still claim that you are a Christian.
你就不会去恨那些跟你不一样的人，无论是长得不一样，无论是政治意见不一样，你不会去恨他们，因为你知道耶稣爱他们。
And you will not hate those people different from you, whether in races or different political views, because you know that Jesus also loved them.
所以，如果今天所有说自己是基督徒的人，所有说自己是信上帝，所有说自己是神儿女的人，你如果真的爱耶稣，你就真的是神的儿女了。
So today, all those who claim to be Christians, claim to be the children of God, if you truly love Jesus, then you are truly the children of God.
你会爱耶稣所爱的。
And you will love what Jesus loves.
我们也就不会再看到，就像当年的那些以色列人，又虚谎，又诡诈，又抵挡真理，又要去恨人、杀人，我们就不会看到这些。
And you will not see like those Israelites who were liars and they refused the truth and seek to kill people.
那我们怎么知道我们爱耶稣呢？我们第一个很简单，你爱耶稣的话吗？
How do we know that we love Jesus? Number one, we should know that we should love the word of Jesus.
耶稣开始传福音的时候讲的第一句话，大家还记不记得？
Do you still remember the first word that Jesus began to preach?
天国近了，你们要悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is near. Repent.
我们爱这句话吗
？Do we love these words?
我们真的愿意改吗？我们说我错了，我是罪人，我错了，我要改。
Are we really, really willing to repent? I said I have sinned. I need to repent.
还是我们说都是他的错，都是他的错，都是他害的，他要改，还是我们这样讲？
Or do we say that it's all other people's fault, it's his fault, and he needs to change?
所以，如果我们说我们爱耶稣，那第一个我们问自己，我爱耶稣的话。
So number one, if we say we love Jesus, we love the word of God, the word of Jesus.
然后我们爱耶稣的话，我们。就说耶稣的话就是我们一切的满足宝足。
And if we love the word of God, we say the word of Jesus is all our satisfaction.
我们华人有一句俗话就是民以食为天。
The Chinese has a saying that people take the food as the most important thing.
就是这个食物是这样的，你说什么都不如这个重要，就是。要有吃的，这个是最重要。
Nothing is more important than food.
但是圣经却说什么呢？神的话最重要。这个 这个人活着都不是靠食物，人活着是靠神的话。
But what did the Bible say? The Bible says the word of God is the most important thing, that man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that from the mouth of God.
简单的说，我们爱上帝的话超过我们爱食物吗？
Simply put, do we love the word of God more than our love toward food?
你在那里，你都不知道你明天有没有饭吃，但是你却想着，我拿起一本圣经来看神的话，看耶稣说了什么，你会这样吗？
When you don't know that you still have food for to eat tomorrow, and you still grab the word of God and to read, is that you?
其实这就是先知所说的，在马拉基书，是不是？如果这个圈里牛羊全部都绝了，这个葡萄全部都没有了。
Just like the prophet Malachi says that if there's no oxen and there's no vineyard in your yard,
什么都没有了。
And everything is gone.
但是我还是爱神，我心里还是喜乐。
But I will still love God and rejoice.
所以如果说我们爱耶稣，就爱他的话，爱他的话到一个什么地步呢？给我带来最大的满足，最大的饱足和喜乐。
Now, if we say we love Jesus, we will love the word of Jesus to the extent that it can bring us the most satisfaction.
耶稣的话，神的话就是我们生命的粮食。
The word of God is the bread of our life.
有些人呢，他们来跟从耶稣。耶稣说，他们就是为了吃饼得饱。
And some people followed Jesus. Jesus said that they came for the loaves and to be getting fed.
然后，耶稣对他们就说，你们不要去总是去追求那些，这个必坏的食物，就这个地上的食物。
And Jesus told them not to labor for the food which perishes in the world.
他说要追求呢，存到永生的食物。
But to seek those food that will endure to everlasting.
耶稣接下来说，他说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus continued by saying that his word, the spirit.
所以，但是很多人听到耶稣讲这样的话，这些人就走了。
But many people heard Jesus' word and they left.
所以这其实告诉我们，我们爱耶稣，我们爱耶稣的话，我们要知道耶稣的话是存到永恒的食物，天上来的食物是属灵的。
And we love Jesus and we love his word, and we should know Jesus' word endures forever, is in heaven and is eternal.
跟那个地上的不一样的。
And it's different from the food on the earth.
很多人就说，哎呀，那这个没有用，我还是去追求我地上的食物好了。
And some people say that, but those words are not useful. I will still seek the food on earth.
那这些人就离开耶稣了。
So people left Jesus.
所以他们不是真正的爱耶稣，因为他不爱耶稣的话。
So those people did not truly love Jesus because they did not love the word of Jesus.
那真正爱耶稣的人呢，就爱耶稣说的话，而耶稣说的话是从天上来的，生命的食物。
And those who truly love Jesus will love his word because the word of Jesus came from heaven, is the heavenly food, the spiritual food.
跟着地上的食物不一样。
It's different from the earthly food.
所以就是说，我们在信耶稣的人一定就是爱耶稣。
So again, those who believe in Jesus will love Jesus.
爱耶稣。一定就是爱耶稣说的话。
If you love Jesus and you will love the word of Jesus.
尽管耶稣说的话不是这个地上的食物，好像不一定会给我们带来什么地上的这个丰富啊成功，但是我们还是爱。
Though Jesus' word is not the food on the earth, which sometimes will bring us earthly abundance, but we still love the word of Jesus.
当我们这样。真正的爱耶稣说的话，我们可以真的良心清洁的说，我是信耶稣的，因为我爱他说的话。
If we love the word of Jesus, and if we love Jesus, and we would claim that with a clear conscience that I love Jesus because I love the word of Jesus.
我爱读圣经吗？
Do I love to read the Bible?
我爱参加这个读经的聚会吗？
Do I love to attend Bible studies?
我爱把神的话存在心里昼夜思想吗？
Do I love to keep the word of God in my heart and meditate all day and night?
还是我爱用神的话来带领我做出人生每一个大大小小的选择和判断？
And do I love to use the word of God as a direction to make all choices and decisions in my life?
然后耶稣说，如果爱他，就要遵行耶稣的命令。
The Lord Jesus said, if you love him, you will keep his commandments.
那么爱耶稣不仅仅就是爱耶稣的话，爱耶稣就是爱耶稣的话，然后呢，要去遵行。
So loving Jesus is not only loving his word. If you love his word, you should also keep his word.
不爱，耶稣说不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。
Jesus said, he who does not love me does not keep my words.
所以这里非常清楚让我们看到，我们遵行主的道这最根本的原因是什么？
So here we can clearly see what's the fundamental reason we keep the word of God.
或者按着主耶稣的教导去生活，去行事为人，我们这样做最根本的原因是什么？
So what's the basic reason if we keep the word of Jesus to live out his teachings?
爱耶稣，对不对？
It is out of love toward Jesus.
因为我们爱耶稣，我们遵行耶稣的教训去生活。
Because we love Jesus and we keep his word and keep his teachings to live out our life.
而不仅仅是我遵行耶稣的教训去生活，然后我可以得一点好处。
It's not because if we keep the teachings of Jesus and we can benefit from it.
其实我们从圣经中可以看到，那些初期教会那些使徒，他们遵行耶稣的教训去生活，他们遵行大使命去传福音，他们得到什么好处呢？从人的眼光来看，
Let's say those disciples of the early churches, and they kept the word of Jesus, kept his teaching, and kept the great commandments, and benefits did they gain in man's way?
看起来他们从人看那没有得什么好处啊，然后就被逼迫到处去流亡，然后总是被人家恨，被人家打。
And in men's eyes, they didn't gain a lot of profits from the world, and they were wiped out, and they were persecuted, and they were beaten by others.
但是我们就会说，他们难道是做错事吗？他们遭遇这些。
Did they do something wrong to suffer those things?
难道是他们就是没有听神的话吗？他们遭遇这些。
Did they suffer those things because they did not listen to what God said?
事实恰恰相反。
It's actually the opposite.
就正因为他们做对了，正因为他们遵行了耶稣的话，结果他们遭遇这些。
Because they obeyed what Jesus taught them and they suffered those things.
但是这些人还是这样去做。
But they still did what they should do.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们爱耶稣。
Because they loved Jesus.
他们爱那十字架上为他们流血的耶稣，他们爱那从死里复活的耶稣，因为他们爱耶稣，他们去做这些。
They loved Jesus who died for them on the cross. They loved Jesus who resurrected for them. And they loved Jesus, so they did those things.
我们在家里常常教育我们的孩子们，我相信在学校里也是这样教育。孩子们，就是 good choice, 就是 will have a good consequence.
And sometimes we teach our kids, and also probably in school, is good choice make good consequence. 好的选择会带来好的结果。
但是我们要知道对于基督徒来说，我们这个 good consequence 在哪里呢？
But for Christians, what are those good consequences?
永恒里。
Those are in eternity.
这就是希伯来书谈到那些信心的伟人。希伯来书甚至说，他们到离开这个世界都没有得到上帝给他们的应许啊。
That's what Hebrews talk about, those faith, fathers of faith, and when they left the world, they didn't get what they were promised.
但他们心里还是欢喜啊。
But they still rejoice in their hearts.
他们在这个世界上还是遵行上帝的心意去行事为人。
They still did all the things in the obedience of God's will.
因为他们知道他们在天上的家乡，他们在天上的产业，他们在天上的这个神的赏赐，那是好的无比。
Because they know that their heavenly inheritance, their heavenly home, and the heavenly reward is great.
但是最更重要的原因是什么？因为他们爱耶稣，爱上帝。
But the most important reason is that they loved Jesus, they loved God.
所以其实很多人喜欢讲一句话，就是我们的生命呢要被目标驱动。
And some people like to say things like our life needs to be purpose driven.
但事实上，我们应该被爱驱动。
And actually, I say that we should be love driven.
被爱上帝的心驱动，因为我们爱耶稣，我们做这些。
We should be driven by the love of God because we love God, we do these things.
我们知道永恒里有美好的产业为我们存留，我们知道。
We know that in eternity there is a beautiful inheritance for us. We know.
但是如果我们仅仅是知道这一点，我们在这个世界上还是容易灰心。我们会说什么时候才能到啊？什么时候才能结束啊？我们还是容易灰心。
But if we only know this, when we live in this world, we'll still be disappointed because we will see that what is the time we will get all those things.
这其实就是在旧约有一些先知哈，你包括约伯，他都这样的。我巴不得现在就离开这个世界，我巴不得甚至没有来到这个世界才好。他们都知道有永恒的产业、永恒的祝福，但是呢，他们想在这个世界上，我不想再走下去了。
That's why some prophets or some people in the Old Testament, like Job, and he would rather that he will go leave this world sooner or didn't exist in this world, and because they, even though they know that there is a great inheritance in heaven in eternity, then they still do not want to continue the road on the earth.
但是如果被爱驱动，他虽然他不是总是想到永恒，但是他爱此刻，你在任何情况下，你的爱驱动你，你就可以一直走下去。
But if you are driven by love, even if you may not always think about the inheritance in heaven, and if you're driven by love, then you will continue to go on your path.
所以圣经呢，就是用基督。用婚姻来比喻基督与教会的关系。
The Bible uses marriage to describe the relationship between Christ and the church.
婚姻呢，它是被爱驱动的。
Marriage is driven by love.
我以前听到一个歌，就是 Marriage and Love, You Never Separate.
I heard a song that Marriage and Love, You Never Separate.
有没有人听过这个很老的一首歌？
Everyone heard about that song?
就是婚姻，所以圣经真的是充满智慧哈。他用婚姻来比喻基督与教会的婚姻，就是他是被爱驱动，这个没有办法离开爱的。
The Bible is full of wisdom, and it uses marriage to describe the relationship between Christ and the church, and the marriage is driven by love.
所以你看啊，有些人用他的金钱来维系这个婚姻，就很难很难了。
And some people try to sustain their marriage with money.
这是很难的。
It's very difficult.
就是有些人我一直要跟他在一起，要维持这个婚姻，因为有一天我想要给他的遗产，那这个婚姻真是一点意义都没有。
And some people want to keep the marriage with someone, and because he want to get the possessions, it's meaningless.
但是呢，被爱驱动就不是这样。就无论你在任何的情况下，就像那个 啊，使徒保罗说的，或丰富，或这个缺乏，或高或低，你如果被爱驱动，就像夫妻两个人一样，哎，那就是最美好的。就像人跟神的关系是因为爱连接在一起的，那就是最美好的关系，那不会破，不会牢不可破。
But if your marriage is driven by love, and whether in any circumstances, in rich or poor, in high or low, and in any circumstances, if your marriage is driven by love, it will not be broken.
所以耶稣说，凡信他的就一定是爱他的。所以信耶稣跟爱耶稣是不可以分的。我们不能说我信耶稣，但是我却对耶稣没有爱，那你的信就一定不是真正的信。
And Jesus said that if those who believe in Jesus will love Jesus, so believing in Jesus cannot be separated from loving Jesus. If you say that you believe in Jesus and do not love Jesus, then your belief is not true.
当然了，我们也知道哈，这个我们人都不是完美的。任何一个丈夫对他妻子的爱，任何一个妻子对丈夫的爱，都不可能永远是好像啊，就像初恋一样，就永远都是新鲜保鲜的。
And we all know that we human beings are not perfect, and any love of a husband toward his wife or a love of the wife toward his husband will never remain fresh.
不是有一句话还说，就是期望人生如初见，就是哎呀，永远就好像第一次见面那个时候的感觉多好啊。
Some people said that hope that every our meet is like the first meet. It's as fresh as it is.
但是我想说就是我以前的这个牧师哈，我经常给大家提到，就是一个老弟兄 Steve， 然后他的妻子 Irene， 然后我一直觉得哇，他们的这个婚姻，他们这个人生太美好了，就是夫妻两个人，就是做宣教士。然后哇，有时候我以前到他们家里去玩呐、我们在一起很长时间，哇，觉得哇，真是很美好，非常美好的一个见证。
And I always talk about my previous pastor, Steve and his wife Erin. I thought they were a great couple, and sometimes I visited their house to play, and I just believe that they were very great and beautiful couple.
后来就是因为我们认识很多很多年哈，我们在一起同工，然后我知道其实他们一生呢、都比较清贫啊，或者说比较穷。
And we have known each other for a long time, and we have worked together for quite a time. And I know that they have remained a poor life.
然后呢，他们也经历过很多很多就是非常困难的时刻。他们的儿子死的时候，他们都没有办法去参加葬礼，而且儿子大学刚刚毕业就意外就死掉。
And they have experienced the times of difficulties, and when his son was just graduated and he died in an accident, and they were not able to go back to see his son.
然后就是 Steve 的母亲去世的时候，他也因为也在海外宣教，他也没有办法回去参加母亲的葬礼。
And when Steve's mother died, and because he was a missionary in a foreign country, and he could not go back to his mother's funeral.
其实在人看起来，这一对夫妻啊，经历很多很多事情，很多很多困难，可能是这个世界上很多夫妻可能一辈子都不经历，都没有经历过。
In men's eyes, this couple has experienced many times of difficulties, which many other people's may not imagine that they could experience.
但是在我的眼中呢，我觉得他们的婚姻比很多很多人的婚姻都美好。
But in my eyes, their marriage is more beautiful than many marriages.
并不是说 Steve 是一个完美的人 ，Irene 是个完美的女人，并不是这样的。
I'm not saying that Irene and Steve are perfect people.
他们也从来不认为自己完美。
They never thought they were perfect.
但他们爱耶稣。
But they loved Jesus.
他们跟一个同心合意爱耶稣的人走完一辈子，那就是最美好的事情。
And they worked together and lived the whole life with someone who loved Jesus. That's the most beautiful thing.
所以我们看到就是。我们要信耶稣，我们一定爱耶稣，我们爱耶稣说的话。
then if we believe in Jesus, we will love Jesus and we will love his word.
然后呢，我们遵行耶稣说的话。
And we will keep his word.
因为我们爱他，所以我们就按着耶稣说的话去生活。
Because we love Jesus and we will just live out a life according to his word.
也可能会给我们带来一些在这个地上就是不好的一些遭遇，但是没关系，因为我做这些是因为爱耶稣。
And may bring us some unfortunate experiences on the earth, but we will still keep doing because we love Jesus.
然后，圣经其实我们看，你真正爱一个人，尤其是你爱耶稣，你会效法他。
And the Bible also tells us that if you love Jesus and you will follow him.
就是你想，哎，我也想活得像他那样去活。
And you will like to live a life in the likeness of him.
所以这就是真正的爱耶稣。
That's the true love of Jesus.
如果你爱耶稣，你就说，哎呀，我巴不得能够像他那个样子。
And if you love Jesus and you rather be like him.
其实这也是神的心意，神让我们效法耶稣的模样。
And that's also the will of God. God asks us to be in the image of his son.
神的儿女一定会效法他们的大哥，就是耶稣。
And children of God will follow their big brother, who is Jesus.
他们会说，哎，我们想像我们的兄长，想像我们的大哥耶稣那样去行事为人。就活着。
They will say that we will live a life like our big brother Jesus.
然后我们效法耶稣什么呢
？What do we follow Jesus？
啊，不是啊，我有一天我像耶稣那样能够行神迹。
It's not that we want to be like Jesus, perform miraculous signs.
啊，耶稣说，我们要效法他，的样式，柔和谦卑。
Jesus said we should follow his image to be gentle and humble.
今天这可能是很多人说我想效法耶稣可能最容易忽略的一个地方。很多人说我想像耶稣那样能够有能力有智慧。
This could be the point that most people neglect when they want to follow Jesus. Some people want to be like Jesus who can be powerful and full of wisdom.
但耶稣说呢效法他柔和谦卑。
Jesus said you should follow him to be gentle and humble.
那耶稣这个话是对那些觉得自己担劳苦重担的人说的。
Jesus said those words to those who think that they are heavy laden.
说，哎呀，你们这些劳苦重担的人，你们想不想轻松一点？
He said that those people who are heavy laden, do you want to be at ease?
很简单，柔和谦卑就可以。
It's very simple, just be gentle and lowly in heart.
今天很多人压力很大，很焦虑。
Today, a lot of people has a lot of pressure and they're worried.
其实谦卑一点就好了。
Actually, it's very simple, just be gentle and humble.
做不到就算了。
If you cannot do it, it's okay.
我就是一个很渺小、很软弱的人。
Because you are just a little and weak people.
得不到就算了。
If you cannot get it, you cannot do it, it's okay.
比不过人家就比不过人家就算了。
If you're not better than others, it's okay.
柔和谦卑就轻松了。
Be gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest.
就有安息了。
You will have rest for your souls.
那么接下来圣经说我们要效法耶稣什么呢？
Then what the Bible says that what we should follow Jesus.
效法他的死。
To follow his death.
我们今天想到哇，像耶稣一样效法耶稣。圣经说，效法他的死。
Today when we say that we should follow Jesus, the Bible told us to be conformed to his death.
就是像耶稣那样去舍己。
To deny ourselves like Jesus.
耶稣丢弃自己的意思，然后主动把自己的意愿降服在天父的旨意下面，这叫舍己。
Jesus gave up his own will and submit him under the will of God. This is called denial.
所以我们要效法耶稣，我们要效法他舍己。
So if we follow Jesus, we should follow him by denying ourselves.
啊，就像他死，他愿意，因为顺服神的缘故，他愿意去死在十字架上。我们要效法这个。
Just like his death, and he submit, it was obedient to God to the extent of his death and died on the cross, and we should follow by his death.
啊，今天很多时候。我们都说啊，我们跟从耶稣，跟从耶稣，但是我们从来没有想到，我们要效法他的死。
Today, when we say that we will follow Jesus, and we, seldom thought about that we should follow him, with his death.
啊，那么，在彼得前书更是告诉我们，啊，耶稣给我们留下榜样，叫我们跟随他的脚踪行。
And First Peter also told us Jesus has left us an example that we should follow his steps.
耶稣留下什么榜样呢？
And what examples did Jesus leave us?
受苦的榜样。
It's an example of suffering.
耶稣不是来到这个世界上做一个成功的商人，做一个伟大的元帅，伟大的将军。耶稣不是这样的。
Jesus did not come to this world to be a successful businessman or a great general. Jesus didn't come like that.
耶稣来到这个世界上，他是做一个受苦的一个顺从的一个卑微的样子。
And Jesus came to the world to be example of suffering and lowly people.
那圣经说，哎，学这个样子。
And the Bible told us to follow his example.
然后呢，最后因为时间的关系哈，我们就简单看最后一点，就你爱耶稣，你就是把荣耀归给耶稣，这是爱耶稣。
Last point is that if you love Jesus, you will bring glory to Jesus.
你不会想到，哎呀，我要留一点荣耀给我自己。
You were not thinking about getting some glory for yourself.
啊，我今天是基督徒。哎呀，我很了不起，我很高尚啊，我比别人都好，我是基督徒。
Today you think that I'm a Christian, so I'm better than other people. I'm nobler than other people.
那你这样想，你不是爱耶稣。
Then if you think like this, you are not loving Jesus.
你爱耶稣，你把一切的荣耀归给他，你不是归给自己。
If you love Jesus, you will bring all glory to him, not to yourselves.
这是真正的爱。
This is true love.
啊，我看到好多，我以前看的，一个年轻的夫妻啊，很有意思。这个一般都是妻子穿得漂漂亮亮的，是吧？把钱都买最贵的衣服给自己穿上。
And I have met a couple, and usually a wife will dress him.Herself with the best, with spend all the money on her dresses.
好多年前我看到年轻的一对夫妻，哎，这个妻子很有意思，她给她先生买最贵的衣服，最好的衣服，然后自己就比较普通一点。
And many years ago, I met this young couple, and it's interesting that this wife have bought the most expensive, the best dress for her husband, and dressed him up and. She herself just dressed normally.
啊，然后哎呦，我这个罕见呢。我说一般男孩子会这样，我很少看女孩子会这样。那这个妻子是这个样，我说那真的是爱她老公啊。
I see this is very rare because usually husband boys could do that, but this wife could do such a thing. It means she really loved her husband.
啊，当然我在这里不是说啊，姊妹们都是去给先生买贵衣服，不是这个意思哈。
I'm not letting asking our sisters to buy expensive clothes for your husband.
我在这里就说呢，你爱耶稣，你就把荣耀归给他。
What I mean is, if you love Jesus, you will bring glory to him.
你不要让耶稣蒙羞。
Do not let Jesus be humiliated.
别人知道你是基督徒，你就不要让基督两个字蒙羞。
And if other people know that you are a Christian, you should not put shame on the name of Jesus.
我们的名字是跟神的儿子，是跟耶稣基督连在一起的，基督徒。我们的名字当中有基督的名字。
our names Christians are related to Christ, and the name Christian has the name of Christ in it.
你不爱自己，没关系，你要爱耶稣。
It doesn't matter if you love yourselves, but you should love Jesus.
你不要让基督两个字蒙羞。
Do not put shame on Christ.
你要归荣耀给基督。
But bring glory to Christ.
就是保罗和巴拿巴有一次，哇，他们就保罗行了神迹，别人就把他们当神一样的来崇拜。
And once Paul and Barnabas and Paul, they had performed some miraculous signs, and other people treated them like God.
结果呢，保罗、巴拿巴看到这些人，他们就撕开衣裳，跳到这些人当中。他说：“我们也是人呐，你们不能这样啊！我们就是跟你们一样普普通通的人，你们不能这样来归荣耀给我们，来敬拜我们。”
And when they saw this, they tore the clothes and they said to those people that we are the same nature as you. Do not worship us like worship to the God. You should bring glory to the living God. This is loving Jesus. This is loving God.
我们今天从耶稣的话中我们看到，不是所有人都是神的儿女。
Today, from Jesus' word, we know that not everyone is a child of God.
信耶稣的人才是神的儿女。
And only those who believe in Jesus are the children of God.
什么样的人才是真正信耶稣的人呢？
What kind of people are the people who believe in God?
你是不是爱耶稣？
We'll see whether you love Jesus.
你爱耶稣，你才是真正信耶稣的人。
If you love Jesus and you truly believe in Jesus,
爱耶稣，爱耶稣所说的话。
If you love Jesus and you will love the word that Jesus spoke,
爱耶稣，按耶稣的教训去遵行。
If you love Jesus and you will love the teachings of Jesus and will you live accordingly,
哪怕按耶稣的教训去遵行的时候，可能得不到，好像，人们好的反应或者什么，没关系，是出于爱耶稣的心去做这些。
Even if you didn't get good responses from people when you keep the teachings of Jesus, it doesn't matter. Just do it because you love Jesus.
爱耶稣的人效法耶稣，想活得像耶稣那样活着。
Those people who love Jesus will follow example of Jesus. They want to live a life like Jesus.
柔和谦卑。
Be gentle and lowly in heart.
舍己。
Deny yourselves.
爱耶稣的人把一切荣耀归给耶稣。
And those who love Jesus will bring glory to Jesus.
这样我们才是真正信耶稣的人。
And in this way, we are truly the ones who believe in Jesus.
耶稣看到我们，或者说世人看到我们，就说这真的是耶稣的门徒，这真的是神的儿女。
And when Jesus saw us, and when the world sees us, and when Jesus sees us, and they will say that they are truly the disciples of Jesus, and are truly the children of God.
不会说我们的父是魔鬼。
And they will not say that our fathers are the devil.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our heavenly Father will praise you and thank you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word.
愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心板上。
May the Holy Spirit carve your word in our heart.
愿圣灵加添我们的信心，加添我们的勇气，让我们能够遵行神的话语去行。
May the Holy Spirit give us the faith and the courage to live out according to your word.
愿圣灵带领我们，让我们来思想主耶稣基督的受难。
May the Lord Jesus.May the Holy Spirit lead us to think about and meditate on the suffering of Jesus.
愿圣灵光照，让我们看见主耶稣基督在十字架上，他是因为爱我，他为我舍己。
May the Holy Spirit reveal to us so that we can see that Jesus died on the cross for us because he loved us.
让我们行事为人，让我们与我们所得到的恩能够相称。
So whatever we do it in accordance with the grace we have received from God.
我们尤其是祷告， 神让我们在接下来这个礼拜来思想主耶稣基督的受难。
We especially pray that during the coming week that we will meditate on the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们思想主耶稣基督从死里复活。
And we also meditate on the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
让我们爱主的心能够眺望。
So that our love toward Jesus will be ignited.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.